Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau. And I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jean-Stéphane Sauvaire, who is presenting his film, A Prayer Before Dawn. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, I'm happy to be here.
So the first question is kind of the obligatory one. I mean, would you like to maybe introduce your film for our listeners who are not familiar with it yet? Tell us a little bit about the story.
The story is set up in a prison in Thailand. It's a story of Billy Moore. He's like from Liverpool, and he spent like a few months in Thailand and then end up in a prison for 3 years dealing drugs. And the film talk about these 3 years in prison and how he found himself, you know, locked in a prison and finding the Muay Thai boxing, you know, as a way to release this kind of violence and become someone else. It's based on the true story of Billy Moore, you know, and after these 3 years in Thailand, like a few years ago, he wrote the book, you know, based on his memories. And also the film is based on this book, you know, and the diary, kind of Billy Moore, you know, and that's why also I was interested, because it's a very powerful story, and Billy is someone really interesting, someone who can be really violent but vulnerable at the same time, you know. It's like a child and in a man body, so I was interested, like, to follow him and trying to tell his story.
It's also an extreme situation. Are you interested in it because of this too?
Yeah, I like kind of extreme world and extreme stories and action and all this kind of stuff. So it's at the same time, you know, a prison movie, a boxing movie, and so I was interested to film, you know, this kind of stuff, you know, and trying to do the film as much authentic as I could, you know. I like this kind of mix between documentary and film, and trying to find the authenticity of the prison and how it is to be locked in a prison in Thailand, you know, how it could be also for the audience, you know, how to feel and being more like visceral and immersive as just, you know, telling the story.
Absolutely. I that's the thing about this film. It's very immersive. But it's not easy to get something like this, you know, to be as immersive as your film is. So I'm wondering, how did you do that? How did you approach this kind of task?
I tried this. I mean, there is different way, you know. I think, like, the way we shot the film, I shot the film really only, like, long shot. And so everybody had to be immersed, you know, even when we are shooting the scenes. And then the sound, there is a lot of work, you know, with the sound to be really in an intimate relation with, like, the character with Joe Cole, you know, and being really with him, really close, following him, and seeing the prison, experiencing the prison through his eyes, you know. And that's what part of the what I try to do, you know, in this film, you know, trying to be more like visceral, yeah, as just, you know, telling the story. And you see there is not that many dialogues. There is dialogues in Thai, but no subtitles, so the audience as well is in the same situation, you know, as Billy was when he ended up in this prison, you know, not understanding anything, but just trying to find a way to communicate with the body language. And I'm interested also to film the bodies and how you can connect, you know, and how people can express themselves, you know, through their body. Their bodies and in the film, like, everybody has his own body, and the body tells a story of the character, and no need of dialogues and stuff. For example, the boxers, you know, they have a body of a boxer, and the prisoners, we call them the samurai, which is more like drug dealers in prison, are the body full of tattoos, you know, like almost the Yakuza in Japan and stuff, you know. So I was interested to shoot this film also with non-professional actors, but we all people, former prisoners, because I think you can't really recreate, you know, with extras or actors, Thai actors, you know, you do the makeup of the tattoos and stuff, but it's not the same, you know. These guys who are, like, acting in the film, they have their own experience of prison, experience of life, and they give a lot, you know, to the film and to this sense of authenticity. And I think it's part also of, like, was part of the kind of immersive work, you know, was for the actor Joe Cole, you know, to get into this cell and having suddenly, like, 50 people, former prisoners, to act with. So in this case, you know, you are also as an actor, you know, immersed in a reality, and it's not that much like a movie set. It's more like a real kind of, I try to recreate, you know, real set, you know, in an abandoned prison, you know, with former prisoners and stuff. So
the actors were former prisoners.
All of them, you know, they all, I mean, I did a casting for almost a year, you know, being in Thailand and spending time there. And because I think, yeah, they even when you just look at them, you know, you understand, you know.
How were you able to communicate with them?
I have a translator because most of them, you know, they don't speak English. So I always have someone with me, you know, translating. And then we found a way. It was also important for me to get the trust, you know, from them, and for them to trust me, and for me to trust them, you know, because like they are not actors, so you don't know even if they're gonna show up the day of the shooting, if they're gonna like it, if they're gonna stay every day, you know. So we had to build this kind of trust, and I had to be sure that they're gonna be really involved, you know, for the whole movie, and so. Yeah, it was a long process, but I think for me it was really a great experience, a life experience. And I like, you know, when I'm doing a film, like for the film to become a life experience. And yeah. I hope for the audience, then it's also an experience, you know, in a different way.
It reminds me a little bit of Fitzcarraldo. speaking of Joe Cole, it's obviously like a very, very, it must have been a very difficult role. And but at the same time, you kind of want him, did you want him to keep his distance, you know, a little bit, especially at the start of the film when he's really like just thrown into this world?
He kept his kind of distance, you know, I think. And I say, okay, that's fine, you know, you can, why not, you know. And like this, the character is more like isolated, you know, in this kind of world. So, but naturally, that's how Joe react, you know. When some actors could have maybe being more immersed with the people, talking to them, trying to share, you know, the intimacy and stuff. But Joe was more like keeping a distance, which I liked for the character, you know. And through the film, you know, he's more and more like close to the other guys, and because first, you know, it's like the newcomers, and then the drug kind of cell, you know, drug dealer cell, and then the boxing cell. So he has a different approach also, and become more and more like involved in this prison and accepted in this prison as his own family. In find himself, you know, being locked in this prison, surrounded with these people who's going to help him finally to to become himself and to overthrow, you know, the kind of violence he got inside.
Given that it is quite a physical role and a difficult part, you could say, for sure, was there a moment when you realized that he would be the right actor to play this part?
Yeah, I think if, even physically, you know, he looks like there's something similar, you know, with the real Billy Moore. And Billy Moore is at the end of the film, you know, he's doing a cameo. And you can see the similarity. It could be his father, you know, it could be really him. Older, so they looks like something like similar, and I really wanted to do this film with a UK actor. And Joe, he has this kind of also the vulnerability, he's almost a child, you know, when you look at him, but he has this body, you know, strong body, and he could be also violent. So I liked, you know, this kind of paradoxal kind of character, and so it was perfect, you know, to be Billy Moore, you know, and I introduced him to Billy, and they really became friends. And when Joe Cole was shooting Peaky Blinders in Liverpool, they met a lot, you know, and spent time together. So it's interesting for an actor also when you can meet, you know, the real guy and becoming him, and having always Billy Moore as a reference, you know, even when we are writing the script or shooting the film, if we had some question, we were calling Billy and say, okay, how it was, how did you react in this kind of case and stuff. So
he was involved.
Yeah, he was involved, trying to be really respectful and close from the reality of this kind of experience he had in prison.
Yeah, because it's to make it feel all the more authentic as
well. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But yeah, getting back to the immersive aspect of the film, of course, what is also very compelling watching the film was that the protagonist of the movie is not always completely likable. So there's a little problem between the spectator watching it and the protagonist of the movie. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about that tension and why it's so important?
You think he's not really always likable, Joe, you mean, in a movie, right?
Yeah, self-destructiveness,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, because he's self-destructive himself, you know, and I wanted also to see and trying to show, you know, the evolution of this character from being an animal almost at the beginning, you know, and with like this kind of instinct of an animal and fighting everywhere and being really violent and primal, and then becoming more like a human being and finding this kind of spirituality, you know, through the film. And helped by people. So, yeah, I can understand that at the beginning he's not really likable, but I hope at the end, you know, we feel for him and we understand the journey he went through, you know, and how he became someone else and how he could, again, you know, fight his violence, you know, because that's his problem. You know, I think he was like in a family where the violence was like part of the daily life. And he ended up in Thailand trying to start a new life, but end up in prison. And finally, I become himself. His book, you know, the last sentence of the book is, finally, I became myself, you know, being in this prison in Thailand. So I think, like, the film, we can see this evolution, you know, through the film of Billy and how he changed, finally, through his own experience in prison.
Although there's never a dull moment in this film, there are moments in which you feel like looking away, which is also why I think that this film needs to be seen in the cinema. And I certainly hope that as many people listening to this interview will be able to watch it in the cinema. But for now, I thank you very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.